From coast to coast and around the world, you are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics, from the mundane to the mystical, with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness. Tonight, we have well-respected medium and trance medium David Wambry with us from the UK. If you'd like to speak with us and ask a question about tonight's topic or get an answer to a second question, the phone lines are open. The toll-free worldwide number is 1-877-876-5227. Again, worldwide toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. We also encourage you to email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. and your questions will be answered in real time on the air. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive consultant with 25 years' experience. I have helped thousands of people from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives make their invisible dreams visible. Utilizing my gifts, I tap into their past, present, and future, helping to eliminate the fog and paving the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodology, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. Now tonight, as I said, we have David Wambry with us, and he is known as the bridge between two worlds. He's a clairvoyant, medium, and trance medium, spirit rescuer, and paranormal investigator, and organizer of ParaFest 2006. An event that will take place October 27th and 28th in the USA, Canada, New Zealand, and the UK. Welcome to Walking with Spirit, David.
Good morning, Monique. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's morning where you are, 3 a.m., huh?
It is indeed.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you waking up so early and starting your day walking in spirit with me.
I haven't been to bed yet.
Okay, well, my goodness, it's going to be a long day for you. David, you know, I gave the audience a quick overview of your background. Why don't you give us some detail?
Yes, certainly. Well, basically, I've been working with spirit for many, many years now. My first encounter was at the age of 8, where spirit came a-calling, basically, because I was hearing voices at the time. It was spirit voices I was hearing. As I progressed over the years, I then went on to see spirit, and I had regular conversations with spirit. I came very close to knowing them and what they were all about and what they wanted. as the millennium dawned, we saw lots of changes coming in and around a lot of people here, and it was from this point on that people were coming to me and asking me to be involved in some manner for gaining more proof or evidence of the fact that spirit or an afterlife was indeed a fact and existed. And it was on that basis that we actually founded a paranormal research group here in the UK.
Uh-huh.
But from that point on, things grew and my own development grew also, bringing me basically to the point now where spirit spoke to me two years ago, and gave to me a message concerning a unification of countries of the world for the purpose of an en masse Passover of sending home as many trapped spirits as possible back to the light.
Okay, well, what do you mean by trapped spirit?
Okay, well, it is understood, obviously, that upon death, our spirit being leaves our physical body and moves into the realms of spirit, or to many listeners, I may want to call it heaven.
Uh-huh.
But death can indeed be very swift at times, as your own country has experienced with such disasters as the 9/11 and the great earthquakes you have and the tornadoes you have, and plus a lot of other things that happen in the world, not to mention things in our daily life of murder or even car accidents, automobile accidents, where death is very swift and sudden. Now, through our own individual research, we've come across many spirits from different time periods that didn't even realize they were dead.
Mm.
No knowledge of the fact they passed into the realm of spirit. They were still trying to live and exist in the physical realm in whatever capacity they could.
Uh-huh.
So we accepted the fact that there are many still wandering the physical plane that are either trapped or unaware of the fact that, you know, they've left the physical body, they've actually died.
Well, if they have left the physical world and they're in between worlds, and this is for listeners who may not be aware, how come they don't realize they're dead? I mean, after a certain period of time, they're not going to be able to touch their loved ones or necessarily talk to them and get responses back. So why is it that they feel so trapped?
This is a state of confusion for many, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. I mean, we have to look at various religious organizations as well, and also historical different societies from history. whereby, you know, they believe that they are waiting for a resurrection period where God will blow the seven trumpets to uh-huh. bring them back to a physical living again, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they hang around, basically, a lot of them hang around waiting for this time period, you know, refusing to move over onto the other side. They're just waiting to be reborn again, so to speak, in the physical sense.
Okay. So how does the people that are trapped, how does that tie into, like, hauntings and ghosts, things
okay,
like that?
That's very simple, really. I mean, there are many locations all over the world, not just in our own country here, where a spirit or a ghost may desire to, you know, to remain in that location where they are because it's what they're used to, it's what they know.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be a memory link that draws them back to that particular location. And this is why there are so many reports on a daily basis all over the world of sightings of spirits in different places. It could be doing the most menial of tasks, from just sitting down in a public bar drinking a drink, you know, waiting in a bus stop, walking down the street.
Uh-huh.
Spirit are around us continually, and whether we realize it's not, I'm sure that there are many people out there that have encountered spirit without even realizing.
Yeah, so what would be an example? Is there something that you can...
Yeah, okay, I'll give you a classic example
okay.
here in the UK. This was a story that was brought to us not that long ago, really. It was about an area in a place called Sheffield here in the UK. And one of the areas of Sheffield is a section of roadway called the Stocksbridge Bypass, which was reputed to be very haunted or very active with paranormal activity for many, many years. Now, on this particular occasion, it was a bus driver who was taking his last journey home. Well, not home, back to the bus depot here.
Uh-huh.
A few stops before the bus depot, he picked this old gentleman up. And the gentleman stood there talking to the driver as the journey continued, and he actually paid him with a physical coin of our realm here to pay for the journey.
Uh-huh.
The gentleman then went to sit on the back seat, and the driver could see him in the mirror. Nobody else got on that bus, so the bus never stopped until it reached the depot.
Uh-huh.
The driver then looked in the mirror to see that the guy had gone, had vanished. He checked all over the bus, couldn't find him, and realised that none of the exits on the doors, you know, had actually been opened in any way, shape or form. They were still sealed.
Uh-huh.
He encountered spirit, which actually gave him a physical coin, which he still keeps to this day.
Well, how could the spirit retrieve that physical coin from the modern era?
That's a good question, isn't it? How indeed, perhaps, you say from the modern era, this spirit being may have been someone of a modern time anyway.
Okay.
So was used to the modern okay. currents anyway. But spirit is a mystery to many, obviously, and the things that they do is a mystery, and there are still very many unanswered questions as to things that they do.
Yeah. Well, you know, my father passed away in 1976, and he was a Mason, you know, among other things.
Uh-huh.
And he had this coin, and it was very special to him, and, you know, being very close to my father, I wanted something that was special of his to kind of, you know, have with me and remember, right?
Yes, yes.
So I took the coin, and, you know, he let me keep that coin for 3 weeks. And then he came and got it.
Really?
I had a nice little box for it. It was out in an altar. You know, nobody else wanted it, and I know it was him. He just came and took his coin.
Yeah, same principle, really. If they can take a physical object, they can surely bring one back.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not open to sharing, I guess. Now, we talked about, you know, the ghost and being trapped, and, you know, they can come in and, you know, be with us, but what about the poltergeist? What about those little guys who want to stir up some activity?
Okay, I mean, poltergeist, really, I mean, that derives from the German name, doesn't it, of polter and geist. It's a German and a French combination here of noisy spirit. Well, basically, I mean, a lot of people put down the fact of a poltergeist being something of a bad element or a, you know, a really nasty spirit here, but it's not always the case. I mean, there are many, many reports here, many cases which have been investigated by many paranormal groups out there which will verify this, of going into a location which says they have a poltergeist, a noisy spirit. Well, yes, indeed, there could be a noisy spirit, but it could purely be simply a member of our family or a loved one that is desperately trying to get our attention to make a connection or a communication with us.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Of course, there are other extremes, you know, because, I mean, we do live in a world of positive and negative. So, I mean, when we talk of the negative, we're also talking on the feasibility or the possibility of demons or demonic action in some manner, which, you know, again, there are many reports of such occurrences of possession, etc., etc., which I suppose in some respects you could also liken to a poltergeist. It's a fine line here, but I think really it's a man-made name, isn't it?
Yeah, it most definitely is. Well, you know, you talked earlier about people, you know, crossing over, not being aware. People worldwide are familiar with the tsunami that happened back in, I think it was December, and here in the States, Hurricane Katrina. Now, people who expire under those circumstances, are they more likely to be unaware that they've crossed over?
It's quite possible, but obviously not proven.
Uh-huh.
It is very possible. I mean, a close colleague of mine and one of my ex-group members actually went over to visit people, relatives of hers, just after the tsunami hit, the first tsunami. And she said she was actually walking down that main stretch of beach, which was televised a lot, and she could feel a multitude of bodies still walking on that beach, waiting to be crossed over.
Interesting. Well, you know, I went with my oldest son to Washington, this is about 3 years ago now, and we walked by the memorials. I think it was the Vietnam Memorial, and there was another one, and I could feel the spirits there.
Yes.
You know, they were by their names, and they were, like, waiting for someone to assist them over. So I did a little healing, and those who were ready were, but there were so many spirits there.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's just one location, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing, you know, how many people just tend to stay trapped. Now, you know, we talked about, you know, people that, you know, may have gone under weird circumstances, you know, by, you know, the water or, you know, just being murdered or killed or anything.
Yes.
But what about a loved one? What about dear old grandma who lived 90 years, went to sleep and didn't wake up anymore? Is there a possibility that she would become trapped?
It depends how desperate she was to remain in the physical sense. I mean, if she was to have fought death,
uh-huh,
in that respect, you know, desperation was not to leave the physical sense, the physical realm. Whoever came forward from spirit side, you know, she has that opportunity, that choice to obviously refuse,
uh-huh,
to pass over into the light. Again, possibly through either fear, lack of understanding, or, as I mentioned before, religious beliefs. There are numerous reasons why, you know, they don't all go across.
Yeah. Well, your Prayer Fest 2006, that the passing in mass, why don't you tell us about that?
So,
well, wait a minute. Before you do that, let's put the phone number out, okay?
We do have a caller.
Oh, we do have a caller. Okay.
Yes, I was just waiting for the opportune moment to break in.
Okay.
All right, I'll put him on the air.
Okay, great. Hello?
Hi.
Have any questions?
Who are we speaking with?
Yvette?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yvette.
Yvette, hi, how are you doing?
Great.
Good. Do you have a question for David or myself?
I'd like to know about love. Can I ask that question?
You want to know about love?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to know about love?
Where is my love?
boy, that is so so wide in a two-second answer. David, do you want to take a look at that for her, or shall I?
Well, it's a profound question, I think, asked by one and all, isn't it?
Really? Yes, it is.
You know, especially if they've gone through some kind of relationship trauma or issue here. Where is your love? Well, if your love hasn't yet found you, I can assure you, Yvette, that your love is still out there somewhere, because we are all entitled to have love in our life. And, you know, there's no exception to any one person. It's a matter of patience and timing in our lives that spirit usually do generate and guide to us the one that we're meant to be with. So for your case, Yvette, it's hang on there a bit longer, I feel.
Yeah, and Yvette, what I'm picking up for you is, first thing, you got to really get some clarity on what it is that you want. I mean, you have no trouble attracting. You just don't attract what you feel is compatible, and that's because you haven't got the right focus. So I really want you to get clear and write a list, and the list should be about 150 items, 150 qualities that you want in your next relationship. You know, just not the personal, but do you want somebody, you know, personality, do you want somebody that can grow with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want somebody to love you? And if you do, what does love mean to you? Because love for you or me or David can be three different things.
Absolutely.
All equally good, but very different.
Right.
So once you get that clarity, you will bring some love in. Where are you calling from?
From Monterey.
From Monterey, okay. Looking to see if there's a timeline. And once you get the clarity, and if you do the list, it will work for you. Once you get the clarity, I'm seeing someone come in 7 months.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I agree with that.
Okay, so keep going.
Keep going.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling, Yvette. Okay, the number to call in worldwide is 1-877-876-5227. Again, that number worldwide, toll-free, 877-876-5227. understood that we were going to talk about ParaFest 2006. This is your baby. I know that we first connected with this, I think, maybe a year and a half ago.
Absolutely, somewhere around that period.
Yeah, and this is a great undertaking that you're putting out there to the world, so why don't you share it with us?
Certainly. Well, as I spoke earlier about my own development came through, obviously, sitting within circles. We do have our own circle here within our own home. And it was about 2 years ago that we were visited by a spirit being who gave us the name of Breen, who explained to us that he was an alchemist from the Middle Ages, and that he had been sent forward to give a specific message to all those who would listen. Now, the message was that there was a change coming around society, but not just in the physical, in the spirit realm as well. Many changes were to be brought in here for the purpose of reuniting the world to be as one again, as it was meant to be in the very beginning, and as it was originally. But various stages had to go through, first and foremost, to achieve this main task, this main goal. And this was the crossing over of many of the spirits that we spoke of that are still here on the physical realm.
Uh-huh.
This was to be conducted, he told us, by four individual countries at this time, which was later to be given to us. And were we willing to accept this calling? Because, as he put it, he had spoken to many over the years who had heard but not accepted what was being said.
Uh-huh.
And so we accepted straight away, you know, on this individual calling. And it was from this point then that I received further instruction from Spirit on what to do and how to do it. And so I put a universal calling out around the world, specifically aiming at your own country of America. I was given initially here Europe to approach and Australia. But, and my own country, of course, of UK. But America answered straight away with Vicky Gay. She came in straight away here. She responded because she accepted and understood the message that was being given.
Uh-huh.
Europe was very slow in responding, as indeed was at this point Australia. But it wasn't until after I was guided to go to Canada, who accepted, and to New Zealand, who accepted, that then Europe and Australia answered the call and have now united as well with us at this point. What's to happen here is, on the date that was given, which is October 28th here in the UK, but I feel it's the following day in New Zealand, there are to be four circles of 12 transmediums sitting, shall we say, as an inner circle, with an outer circle of as many people who can attend, who have an understanding or are spiritually aware of what we're trying to achieve here. They're going to sort of act like a battery charger to the batteries.
Okay.
Now, the four batteries will illuminate, we hope, sincerely, with the support and help of Spirit, a guiding light to the realms of Spirit to help cross over as many as we possibly can on this occasion. Now, we don't anticipate, of course, that this will happen all in one go, and that's why they called for four separate events to take place, commencing, obviously, this year, then in 2008, 2010, and finally in 2012. Now, when I questioned about the years of this, they said that 2012 was indeed very significant. Because through history, we've learned that 2012 has a significance, and even on the Mayan calendar,
uh-huh.
it's a representation of an end of things. Some people think of it as the end of the world. Well, I suppose in some senses you could say it is an end of the world, but not in the physical sense, in a very spiritual sense, because by this point, Spirit are hoping that the world will have started to unite together, as I said originally, as one.
Mm. Well, do you think that it's possible for the world to unite by 2012 as one, with all the discord and wars and everything that we're creating right now?
From my own logical thinking,
uh-huh.
as a person, I would say with extreme difficulty. But I put my reliance totally on what Spirit has said and the possibilities of what they can achieve. And so time will tell, as we say, to see if this will come about. But I do put my faith and trust on what they're telling me.
Okay. Okay, and we can have a great impact on Spirit, or Spirit impacts us greatly if we're open to listening?
Absolutely.
Okay, and what do you think it would be the best avenue, I guess, to connect?
To connect with your spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with your guides or any other spirit being? Well, I mean, we are all born, obviously, with an awareness or a psychic ability, and I feel at some point everyone has to admit they've experienced something in some small manner. But not understanding it, they've probably disregarded it. A lot of people, though, that do experience something, question this. And so it's a case, really, of developing your own ability and getting to know who your guides are, who those in spirit are that are willing and waiting very patiently to work with you and help you progress along the right pathway here. Because by that individual progression, you are then planting seeds in other places as well to spur on interest and desire to learn or thirst for more knowledge from other areas of life. And obviously, you know, I mean, you've got to agree, as many listeners will agree, that since the millennium, it has been an awakening within the spirit realms. It has been highlighted far, far greater than it has ever been before in our history.
Yes, I agree totally with that. So with the awakening coming and the Parafest happening, how do we galvanize together those of us who can't be, say, a specific? Well, why don't you tell us, first of all, in the UK, US, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, where would this event be happening? Do you have that information, or should they go to a website?
Well, I can give you the basic information, yeah.
Okay.
If you just bear with me on this one a second.
Sure.
Here in the UK, we're holding it at a place called Chilford Hall. This is just outside of Cambridge, here in the UK.
Uh-huh.
In America, Vicky Gay, who's arranged this, is actually holding this at, I think this is in Nevada.
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas,
yes.
Correct. And, believe it or not, in the only non-gambling hotel, I believe, in the whole of Las Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is quite a bizarre thing to say, really, but there you go, that's it. In New Zealand, Rachel, who is organizing that end down there, she actually has a country retreat.
Uh-huh.
And this is where she's going to be holding the Parafest from within her own realms here for all those in New Zealand and around the Australian area who want to join in with her. And Tamara in Canada is still desperately seeking to find a location. So if anybody there in Canada is listening to our program this morning or today, if they could perhaps go to the website, make a connection with Tamara there in Canada and give her as much help as she can possibly gain at this time, because the clock is ticking.
Uh-huh.
And I know she's not panicking, not in any way, shape or form. You know, she's quite relaxed about this and said, you know, spirit will provide, which I'm sure they will.
Yes.
But a little help from anybody out there would be most grateful.
Okay, and what's the website?
The website is the 3Ws dot Parafest, Parafest 2006 .com. That's the main official website, and this will link to all the countries.
Okay. Well, you know, we talked about Vicky in Las Vegas, and, you know, Vegas being a gambling capital, if you will, here in the States. But, you know, I think Vegas is changing because Vegas is becoming more open to this type of activity. You know, so there's a certain amount of, I feel spirits and angels watching over Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can find anything that you want there, plus great spirituality. So those in the States, you know, please check out the website, and, you know, you can go to Vegas and take part in Parafest and then enjoy the other festivities if that's your wish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to find out a little bit more myself, obviously, about the location itself. I'm in Las Vegas because I'm coming over to America in the first week of October to meet Vicky.
Uh-huh.
And to iron out any, you know, final little bit, so to speak.
Okay. Well, since I'm in her area, stop by. Okay. Now, what you've got a two-day event, so tell us about some of the events that are happening each day.
Okay. In Canada and in New Zealand, that their events, I believe, will just be the one-day event.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure if Vicky is doing a two-day event.
The website says two, I believe.
Yeah, I think she is doing so. But here, specifically in the UK, we're actually starting on the evening of the Friday before, where we're having demonstrations of transfiguration mediumship and a normal mediumship to those present to show them the different capacities or the different ways in which spirit work with us. We also have one of our leading paranormal groups here in the UK are going to be giving a lecture and a talk based on their own individual experiences and what they've learned.
Uh-huh.
And then concluding to the evening of the event, we are actually going to be having a paranormal investigation of the location that we're at, because it is a very paranormal active location we have there. The Saturday, well, this is going to be a really big day for all concerned. Numerous lectures taking place, again, from many respected people here in the UK, and they're going to be talking about many different areas, obviously, of how they work with spirit, from light work to angels to tarot reading, indigo children, connecting with psychic spirits through for pets, specifically for pets. We have psychic artists.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Victorian fun fair taking place also on the outside, you know, to give a little bit of entertainment for all those present. We have Chinese lion dancing. We have authentic American, Native American Indian dancing. And we have members of the World Harp Symphony Orchestra going to be present as well at the Passover playing for us on this occasion.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually from America as well as most of those that are coming over.
Wow, so is this a free event?
No, it's a minimal charge to cover the cost of the hire of a location.
Okay.
We're talking £15 English money.
And what does that translate to American money in case someone wants to travel over?
I should imagine it's around about $30.
Oh, okay. I have no clue, but thank you.
Yeah, I think you're on double to us. It's about $30 to get to the event. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, so that's, you get a lot for your money, plus you have the opportunity to heal the world?
Absolutely. Plus we do have 90 trade stands there as well, you know, of different people that work with spirit as well, demonstrating and giving, you know, insight as to what they actually do and the way they work with spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, David, let's jump from Parafest for a second back to mm-hmm. you personally. Tell us about your practice and what you do.
Okay. Well, I basically, to earn a living, shall we say,
mm-hmm.
I work, I'm a psychic reader. A medium that works on the phone lines, as a lot of mediums do, to earn a living.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's my basic source of income. But the rest of my time is fully fulfilled, obviously, in lots of other aspects. Obviously, the main business part here, which I say business, it's not the wrong word to use, the main area which takes up the most of my time is obviously the organization, the overseeing, and the running of Parafest.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention the paranormal investigation team that we run as well, because obviously we have to look at various locations where the group can go to make investigations to see, you know, if we can get any more evidence to present to the world. And this is an ongoing thing because we do travel the length and breadth of the UK here to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Of late also I've been involved in lots of fundraising events for Parafest, and this again has been all over Britain as well, all over the UK. So, you know, the time factor is really... I haven't got any.
Okay. Well, I noticed on your website that you talk about light workers. Why don't you explain to the audience what you feel a light worker is, and if we're not one, how can we become one?
Okay. That's quite simple. A light worker is basically someone who is able to do what we intend to do at Parafest, and that is to help aid crossover people into the realm of spirit. Lots of people call us and say, you know, we've got a problem in the house, I feel the house needs cleansing, etc., etc. Now, if that's the case, then we do go in the capacity, not only as investigators, but for the purpose of helping to pass spirit over into the realms of spirit. And this is doing what is called light work.
Uh-huh.
Now, how can this help? How can we do this? Well, a lot of mediums will obviously already be aware of the ability to do this, but it is a basic progression of your own psychic awareness and development to work with spirit. And, of course, you have to realize that there are many different guides that work with us and work with us in different manners.
Okay.
A lot of people that I've spoken to over the years believe that because they are a medium, that's it. But that's not the case because different guides have different jobs, so to speak.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same. If you had a problem with your eyes and you needed to go to an optician, well, you wouldn't go to the dentist. Now, they are all connected in the medical profession.
Right.
But you would go to the specific person that could deal with that matter.
Right.
Or that problem. Same with guides. I mean, I have my main guides that work with me, but I also have other guides that work with me, you know, like spirit rescue teams for the help of passing over into spirit world. I have my main guide that works with me in my mediumistic capacity. I have two other guides that work with me very closely when I go out on paranormal investigations. All doing different tasks, different roles, but all working together as one, but in a slightly different way, if you understand.
Okay. So I've got an email question here, and I don't know if we'd be able to answer this or not, but I'm going to give it to you. She's giving it to me. I'm going to paraphrase. She just wants me to use Jay, had a relative that was killed recently in Nevada at a lake, supposedly drowned. The body has not been found. She feels that there was foul play. Do you get any hit on that at all?
And the body hasn't been found as yet?
No, and she said the person's name was Tommy.
Okay, how long ago are we talking on this one?
She says last weekend.
Last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I feel that it won't be too long now before the body is found.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I don't know the river in any way, shape, or form, but I am picking up with a fast-flowing river.
Okay.
And I feel that the body would have been carried quite a long way downriver here. Specifically, I feel trapped beneath rocks for a long time.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like the currents will be keeping the body beneath the rocks. But I feel that the current will change slightly to allow the body to come up so that the body will be found. I know it's not the nicest of things to talk about, but you have to understand, Jay, that it's just a body we're talking about because Tommy is now gone into the realms of spirit, and I feel he has crossed over quite successfully here.
Okay.
Now, as for your question about foul play, I feel it was more of a bit of a tragic accident than actually foul play, but I do feel that there are people not speaking who are maybe witness to what actually did happen.
Interesting.
Mm.
Okay. Well, Jay, I hope that helps you with some of your answers. I want to jump back to Parafest for a moment and talk about the circles that you had described to us.
Okay.
If there's someone out there listening now, you know, a medium or a psychic, and they want to be a part of this, what type of experience do they need to join?
Well, Spirit of Us specifically for trans mediums to sit on the inner circle. But if they are psychic, if they are a medium, or if they're just spiritually aware, or even they just have an interest in any capacity at all, no matter who they are, no matter what their religious background, belief, upbringing, if they can feel the importance of what is trying to be achieved here and what will be achieved, then we welcome one and all to contact us and actually be with us at those events.
Okay.
Now, if they can't be with us at the event, then we do ask that on that particular day and at that time that they send out their loving and healing thoughts worldwide.
Okay, so if we can't be there and for whatever reason we can't get to any of these sites, if we would just go into a meditation that day to connect with the energy?
That would definitely help. But I'm working very hard my end here to try and link up so that anybody who goes onto the website on that day at that time will actually be able to witness by an on-screen screen, shall we say, to witness as it happens.
Hmm. Okay. Now, on your website, there is something called physical mediumship. What is that?
Hmm. I'm glad you asked that one. This was a gentleman from London here who volunteered to raise funds for Parafest by demonstrating physical mediumship. And this was twofold because he'd only ever actually worked in his own circle. He'd never worked outside, you know, to publicly perform, so it was the first time for him. He's done it twice now for us. So, you know, Spirit were pushing him to work in a bigger capacity. Physical mediumship is the stages beyond normal mediumship, transfiguration, to whereby Spirit channel themselves through the medium. And they work in a manner by using direct energy from that medium, or what is often called ectoplasm, in different ways. Now, by doing so, they are enabling themselves to manifest in a physical sense, present before our eyes and in the room where the medium is demonstrating. They can talk directly to us so we can hear their own voices, and they have the ability, obviously, far more than under normal circumstances, to move objects around and pass things to those present within the room. It's a very awe-inspiring experience, and I was privileged at our last demonstration to actually touch the solid hand of one of the spirits that came through the medium on this occasion.
We have another caller.
Oh, okay.
I'll put him on.
Hello.
Hey, Monique, this is Princess.
Hi, Princess. Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty well, especially after the letter that I informed you about last week.
Oh, okay.
But I'd like to ask your guest, I'm sorry I didn't catch his name.
David.
I'd like to inform him that lately my mother has been trying to contact me, and she's been deceased for 6 years. And see, I'm a writer, and I'm trying to move up to the Bay Area from Southern California, and for some reason she's been in my thoughts and trying to contact me lately. Out of she's almost become my sixth guide.
Oh, interesting. David, what are your thoughts on that?
I didn't quite catch all that she said there. I heard her say that her mother's been trying to make contact with her.
Yeah, and she's looking to move from the Southern California up to Northern California, and it seems like her mother is kind of guiding her.
Pushing her along to do this.
I'm sorry?
Would you say pushing her along to do this?
Is that what you would say,
well,
Vincent?
She's just being present, you know. But you think she's you think she's guiding me towards doing that and towards the right place, then?
Yeah, I feel it's obvious that there is a specific purpose or reason why she needs to feel that you need to make this move now. And if I heard correctly, Princess, you said you're doing writing. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I feel that your mother's probably also here trying to help and encourage you to carry on in whatever it is you're writing, and she most probably feels that by moving to this new area, this would have a great significance or great importance for you and your future, especially concerning the writings that you're doing. But I also feel that she may be trying to guide you in a specific direction here, whereby Spirit will be able to work with you more directly, also with your writing, for whatever it is that needs to be written at that time by yourself.
Mm. Pardon me, I didn't hear that last part.
Could you relay that for me, Monique?
She said she didn't hear the very last part that you had talked about her writing.
Yeah.
And in addition, David, I want you to know that Princess is contributing to the book, The Colburn Bible. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
I'm not, no.
Okay, but it's a Bible that, a different Bible that kind of tells us some hidden truths that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think
thank you kindly, Monique. That was very nice. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And I think that, you know, maybe Mom is pushing her along with maybe validation that she's on the right path.
Yes, I feel that's probably correct.
Oh, boy, I'm standing here and I've got goosebumps all the way from head to toe. That was my mom all over. She was very
close. Yep, she's very close to you.
Pardon me?
She's very, very close to you.
She's very, very close to me, and she's always been a very creative person and a very spiritual person.
Excellent.
Yeah, so you're able to tap into her spirit, so...
Yeah, she's obviously guiding you on the right pathway, Princess.
Well, I certainly appreciate all this. Boy, I'm standing here still getting goosebumps.
Oh, okay.
She's probably getting excited.
Yeah, you can kind of say that.
Okay. Princess, thank you for your call.
Bless you, Princess.
We'll chat soon.
Well, thank you, and the same to you.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I forgot where we were, but that's okay. I guess we can come back to it.
Yeah,
we
moved on from we were talking about the physical medium.
Yeah, okay. And you were I know you were in the middle of an explanation.
Yeah, I was just saying that I was very privileged to actually be able to touch the solid hand of Jonathan, who was a spirit, he was a gentleman who passed over in the 1800s, if I remember correctly, who works very closely with this particular medium. And as I say, it was such an honor and a privilege to be able to touch the hand of spirit in the physical sense.
Yeah, I got chills on that one. How do past lives fit into the spirit world and realm?
Okay. We're all here, obviously, in the physical realm for the purpose of learning and learning new pathways which will guide us forward most definitely into the future lives that we either live in the physical or in the spirit realm. Now, we do, from my understanding and from what Spirit have told us, we do have that opportunity to be reborn or to return in the physical sense to carry on learning specific things that we may have missed first, second, third, fourth, fifth time round. But there is a point, obviously, where we can say, that's it, we're not going back, or we don't need to go back, because we've learned what we need to learn in that sense, and that is why now the guides that are with us, they can work with us with a much superior knowledge, really, an experience of life in itself to aid us here on the physical side, either in our own personal lives or with the ability to help others along their pathway as well. So, I do feel very strongly and connected myself with past lives. I mean, my own wife, in actual fact, when I first met her, she came to my home here as a potential member of the paranormal investigation team. Mm-hmm. And when she walked into my house, she said, I feel as though I'm coming home. And she was very drawn to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've done hypnotic regression, and we've also had confirmation of spirit that indeed she did once live in this house in the 1800s, and she was a maid here.
Wow. That's
she's
amazing.
Come home. Yeah, she's come home.
Yeah. Now, were you with her in that past life or no?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But my main guy, George, was her master of the house.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like the family keeps coming around together.
It keeps growing, because only recently this year we were very privileged to meet with another lady who is a medium who lives quite a distance from here, and she came to our home, and she felt in exactly the same way, that as though she'd come home. Now, my home is very active with one specific family who lived here, and that was George, his wife, his son, and some of the staff that, you know, were employed here at the time.
Uh-huh.
And one of the staff was a young lady, a maid by the name of Emily, who, in actual fact, had an affair with Sam at this period.
Uh-huh.
That's by the by. She had a sister here at the time as well, called Mary, who was one of the other maids. Now, our medium friend, Jackie, who came here, in actual fact, we've now discovered and learnt, was Mary in the former life.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. The family's growing.
Yeah, and I think all of our families grow as we become more open and we realize the connection. And
absolutely.
I think if we sit and think long enough that we realize that we're all connected.
Oh, we are, very much so.
It seems like the church tries to, and nothing against church for you churchgoers, but it seems like the church tries to divide us.
Well, I mean, churches are based as part of a religion. And we know that the term religion, which derives from the Latin words religare, and translated religare is to unite. We just have to look at the very individual religious factors around the world to say and safely say that religion doesn't unite people, but would rather divide people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, there's this Friday, actually, in the States, the movie The Da Vinci Code is coming out. Did you have a chance to read the book over there?
I haven't, no, but we were privileged. I mean, I don't live too far away from where it was actually made, so
okay.
I know the cathedral very well. I've not read the book in full context yet, but I did read one of the earlier, a different version of this, and also the secondary one, which followed on from that, which was smashing the very idea or concept of the Da Vinci Code at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just interesting how the Catholic Church in particular here in the States are all up in arms about a movie that's supposedly fictional, but if you read the book, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't attest to that, but if you read the book, I find that there's a lot of fact underlying the fiction, if you will, underlying the story.
Absolutely.
And
I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, and then Opus Dei, you know, they are also coming out. So, again, I think the control mechanisms that were put in place in the past, you know, the control information to corral us as human spirits, is finally coming to light.
It is indeed, very much so.
And then what you're doing with Parafest and freeing those who have become trapped is just helping to raise, in my opinion, the vibration overall where this denseness is not going to exist. And, you know, you said the last one you're going to do is in 2012, but I think by 2012, the denseness won't exist. We'll all be telepathic. We'll all be able to communicate not only with people here and energy here, but other planets, solar systems, and galaxies.
Yes, it's quite probable.
Yeah, so we're in for a fun time.
Oh, yes, we are. A very exciting time.
Mm-hmm. We're definitely in for a fun time. Now, with the times accelerating, do you feel that we are on the brink of, I don't want to say annihilation, because I don't think that we would become extinct. But what do you think the change would be?
Well, the changes, I mean, obviously are going to affect the world as we know it physically.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel that more, as I said, a uniting of people and an understanding of one another as individuals is certainly going to be coming into a more forefront. Now, obviously, we're still going to be having negativity around us, but it's always seemed to be on a balance of positivity and negativity for a long time. You know, one hasn't seemed to outweigh the other in different areas. Even though it may appear to, because all you hear on the news is the bad things.
Right.
You hardly ever hear of the good things, but the good things are there. But it's now getting to the scales are tipping, where all the goodness is beginning to slightly overpower the badness in many respects. The positive is overtaking the negative. And I feel that we will hopefully one day reach to the stage where we are living in a world very much of positiveness.
Mm. Well, you know, it's interesting because there's no room for negativity anymore, and people who are trying to stay in the negative energy field, so to speak. I think that they're having an extremely hard time. Those are the ones that are becoming more dense, more depressed, can't function in life.
That's right. That's right.
And it's all a choice. And I think that sometimes, you know, as human spirits, we don't understand that we have choice.
That's right. We do indeed have choice. But there's still a lot out there, even in the realms of our own society, with those who work with spirit, those you know, connecting with spirit, they feel that they, well, I'm doing the right thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm walking my pathway, and I don't need to change. But I think they're in for a bit of a wake-up call as well when they realize that spirit are actually pushing them in a different direction here. You know, because, yes, we're all doing very specific tasks, and we are all working very diligently with spirit in many different areas, but we're all walking down separate pathways. Yes, they might all be leading to the same end, but they must realize that the end is coming very much closer to where their pathways now unite into one path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but, well, you know, it's interesting that Yvette called in and she was talking about love. Where's her love, you know?
Yeah.
And at first it kind of threw me a little bit with the subject of tonight's program. However, it's extremely appropriate.
It is indeed.
Because the whole basis of all that we're doing right now, in my opinion, is love.
It is indeed. I mean, I did ask a very specific question only a couple of months back of the guides, and that is, what is the meaning of life? And I was given a very clear-cut, simple answer, unconditional love.
Mm. And what would you say unconditional love is? Describe that so that someone who's struggling with it might be able to grasp it.
Unconditional love is an ability to accept everyone into your heart, to love everyone as yourself would be loved, to love your neighbor as you would love yourself, to be rid of the negative thoughts and negative feelings that are around you, to close yourself down from them. If you can manage to do this within yourself, which we all have that ability to do, okay, we're none of us are perfect by a long shot, and we do slip, obviously, on many occasions. But if we were all to live in a much more relaxed and spiritual manner, then the love that emanates from spirit would emanate through us to each other, which I feel is an unconditional thing of spirit.
Mm, very well put. Very well put. One of our last questions, because we're getting close to top of the hour. A lot of people ask me, and perhaps you can share with the audience, how can we connect to our guides, and how do we find out what their names are?
That's a very good question that's often been asked, because many people say, I know my guides are there, but I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk to them and I ask them, but I never seem to hear. As you know yourself, Monique, they can be quite awkward on occasions when we're asking for specifics. And they do answer us on many occasions in riddles,
mm-hmm.
where we have to try and understand or work out what this particular riddle is. But basically, it's a case of patience is a virtue on our part. I know, like myself, when I first became of my ability to connect with spirit, I wanted to run before I could walk. And all I kept getting was, you need to be more patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to work too hard here. It will come naturally to you. And indeed, over time, it does come naturally to you. As your energy and your awareness of spirit increases, as your connection with spirit increases, and you keep asking who your guides are, eventually you do get to find out because they tell you.
Yeah, I agree they tell you, and I think that they tell you right off, but we're just too busy looking for a different answer.
Well, this is true. This is true.
You know, that we miss it.
We don't always understand what they say either.
Yeah, that's true, because sometimes I'll ask a question, and I've been doing this for years, as you, and it's like, whoa, what was that? And, you know, you have to sit back and decipher.
That's right, and sometimes you've got to agree that things you do connect and things that are given to you, you think, am I going crazy here?
Uh-huh.
Because that just does not make any logical sense whatsoever.
Right.
But we have to understand that because it doesn't make logical sense to us, it might make clear 100% sense to the person it's meant for.
Exactly. And it's just about sharing the information as you get it.
Indeed. Absolutely, yes.
Doesn't have to make sense. Well, we're getting close to the top of the hour. Why don't you give us a rundown of ParaFest 2006 again and the countries, websites, you know, all types of information.
Okay, no worries. For those who have joined us since we first spoke of ParaFest, what ParaFest is, what is ParaFest itself? Well, the word, I mean, and I've got to admit that my guides weren't too happy or too keen, shall we say, on the word ParaFest.
Okay.
A paranormal festival, that's what it's abbreviated for.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years ago, while sitting in circle, we had a visit from a spirit called Breen, who was an alchemist from the Middle Ages. And he told us here that he'd been diligently working for many years and approaching many people with a specific message from spirit. And this was a message talking of change, change within the spiritual and the physical realm as we know it. This change has seemed to have taken effect basically from the time period of the millennium, where indeed an awakening has begun, where people now are really searching and seeking in depth to find out more about spirit and their spirituality. He went on to say that many more changes were going to come for the ultimate purpose of uniting the world as it once was, and that is living in unison as in a family of love. But there were many different stages or steps to go through, and one particular step was a calling of four countries to unite, like the four corners of the world to unite, for the purpose of bringing together and uniting and creating a unified energy of love and light by our working mediums here on the physical side to help pass over as many trapped, lost, or indeed wandering souls from the physical world into the spirit world. Those who perhaps do not even realize they have died and gone into the realms of spirit at this time, they are trapped between the ethereal plane of the physical and the spiritual realm for whatever reason. Now, the reason could be because they don't realize they're dead, or it could be as a result of their upbringing in the physical realm through maybe religious convictions or some other manner, whereby they don't know what they need to do. The purpose of Parafest is, as I say, for the four countries, which are the UK, the USA, New Zealand, and Canada, whereby on the same day, which is October 28th / 29th, depending where you're at in the world you live, there are going to be a gathering of as many spiritually minded people as can fit into the varying locations. Without these locations on the specific time, there will be four circles of 12 transmediums for an inner circle, and then an outer circle of as many who are attending. Those on the outer circle will in actual fact be acting, shall we say, like a battery charger to the four main batteries, because it is the four main batteries that, who, while in a trance-like state and working with their own guides, will create this unified bridge of love and light into the realm of spirit, whereby we hope at this time we can encourage those, as I say, trapped on the, between the ethereal planes, to move forward along the light and into the realms of spirit. In the UK, it's taking place at a place called Chilford Hall, just outside Cambridge. In America, this is taking place at the Alexis Park Resort in Las Vegas. And this is actually being organized by Vicky Gay, and you can connect with Vicky Gay on www.vickygay.com. In Canada, this is yet to be actually, where it's going to take place is actually to still be verified. The organizer over there is Tamara Hawke, and I know that she is looking desperately to find a location, but she doesn't seem to be too worried about it because, as she says, spirit will provide, which I know they will do.
Right.
But if anybody out in Canada can perhaps give a helping hand to Tamara, please contact her via her website, which is www.tamarahawke.com. In New Zealand, we have Rachel Wright, who is the organizer over there. And Rachel is, she has her own, like, retreat, which is in the Central Hawke's Bay out in New Zealand there. Mm-hmm. And I know that she's going to be holding the Parafest from this particular location. And for those in that neck of the woods or in that part of the world, you can contact Rachel through her website of www.healingworks.co.nz. And for myself, obviously the organizer here of the UK and obviously of the world event, you can connect with us here in the UK through the main website of www.parafest2006.com, which will give you the full insight from the very beginning to the very end of how this all came to be, about us as individuals and our responsibilities, and it also links you to all the other websites as well and gives you a clear understanding of what's happening here in the UK on those days.
Okay, well, great. And David, I want to thank you so much for bringing this to light and for being my guest today.
I want to thank you, Monique, for having me on your show and giving me the opportunity to do this.
Oh, no problem. And you can go get some sleep now.
I probably will do.
Okay. So,
and if I get an opportunity when I come over, as I say, to the States in October, then maybe we can probably meet up. And
yeah, well, connect with Vicky. I see her just about every weekend, so.
Absolutely brilliant.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, take care. Now, I'll be back next week with the author and energy therapist, Carol Tuttle. If you want information about any of my guests or to find out about my personal appearances, log on to either one of my websites, www.walkingwithspirit.net or www.healing-visions.com, or you can always give me a call at 888-240-6057. And remember that the master knows that he or she is always a student, whereas the student still hopes to someday be a master. Many blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.